0959.
Kaya Biz.
Inside your business. Inside Your Business on Kaya Biz is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Banking. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone.
On the sidelines of the 2026 budget speech, getting some reaction from members of the business community, helping us get some context is Ganki Matabane joining us to give us some insight from the BBC. This sounds like it was a fairly confident budget, but quite keen to hear your perspective as a representative of business.
The first thing, we'd like to join South Africa in congratulating the SARS commissioner on the great work that he has done at SARS under very difficult circumstances. You remember when he was appointed, there were court cases on how he was appointed and all those type of things. COVID came, but he did a very, very good job. So we would like to congratulate him. We need more of him so that South Africa can work. And you've heard Minister was talking about the tax collection. Yes, he has exceeded his target. So well done to him. We were a bit disappointed with the minister on two things. We thought he was going to say something about the transformation fund to at least put some seed capital there. He didn't say anything. The big thing for us also is the Public Procurement Act regulations. We're waiting for set aside for black people, black women, and that will never happen until the regulations are in place and then we can implement the act. But we're also happy that he has increased the amount, I think, from 1 million to 2.7 million for small business to register for VAT, because that will reduce administration from small businesses. You don't want to spend much of your time on administration. You want to actually do the business that you're supposed to do. Also, when you sell a small business, he has increased the cap on the tax, capital gains tax. We think is a good thing. And then, overall, I think the budget is good. We're just disappointed on the Public Procurement Act regulations.
Maybe let's expand further on that for many of our listeners who might not be familiar with it, the Public Procurement Act, just in terms of its significance and most importantly, the multiplier effect with the correct budget allocations and intention to actually roll it out at an expedited pace.
Yeah, so currently when you procure as a state organ, either the department, SOC, municipality, province, and everyone else, you're utilizing the what is called the triple PFA, is a Public Procurement Act that was passed in 2000. And then that act only gives 20 points or 10 points to BEE, which then makes very difficult for black companies to actually participate in the economy. So we went through a process of the Public Procurement Act. The president signed it just before the GNU was formed. And in the Public Procurement Act, there's something called set asides. So you can then say, Eskom is procuring 14,000 kilometers of transmission lines. Let's set 40% of that for black women. Then the constitution will allow you to do that because it will be in the primary legislation. At the current moment, you can't. So by the time, if there's a delay, by the time Eskom is done with the procurement of the 14,000 kilometers, in our lifetime, we're never going to get that big tender. So it means black people, women, youth, people with disabilities would have missed a 400 billion worth of tenders opportunities. So hence we're saying, let's speed up the regulation so that black people can participate in that 400 billion opportunity.
To close off with, I'm quite keen to get your overview of the economic performance in South Africa. You represent business, you see the optimism, sometimes the capital and the confidence is aligned. But when you reflect on just some of the macroeconomic themes and the business sentiment, how would you define it? Is business willing to roll out more capital ahead of the year 2026?
Yeah, I think when we look at the indicators, things are looking very positive. But unfortunately, they are not looking positive because we have done something. They are looking positive because we are favored by the global developments, Donald Trump and other things. So those things are not sustainable. We need to do something ourselves to say, we want to create jobs, this is what we're doing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Instead of talking about things that we just keep on talking. So let's stop talking and start implementing.
Is Operation Vulindlela enough? Are the reforms happening quickly enough?
Yeah, I think it's got its own space and place, but it's not representing or replacing the entirety of government. So they've got their own positive that they've done. But I think we need all government departments to be able to function the way they're supposed to function.
Thank you so much, Hanky Matavane, who is from the BBC.
That's the sound of your business growing. Whether you're starting out or scaling up, turn your passion into profit with Capitec Business Banking. Save up to 50% on fees. Get fast credit approvals, personalized support, and Forex for your business. Open your business banking account on our app. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, 46669. T's and C's apply.
I heard her.